The following Forum for Healthcare Strategists podcast was produced by DrPodcasting.com.
This is a special podcast produced on site at the 24th Annual Healthcare Marketing and Physician Strategy Summit, where we talked with speakers direct from the summit floor. We have the Brain Trust, the people that started it. Very excited to have Judy Nyman with us, president of the Forum for Healthcare Strategists, and Daniel Nyman, the director of business development for the Forum for Healthcare Strategists. Judy and Daniel, welcome. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Thank you, Bill. We're glad to be here.
Yeah. So, Judy, let me start with you. Tell us about this year's forum, 2019 in Chicago. How do you think it's going so far? And any takeaways so far?
Oh, we're excited about this year's forum. We had issued a call to action at this year's forum for the marketing and physician relations executives to become the voice within their healthcare organizations and out in their communities for health and wellness. And I think we've made a great impact, certainly with the luncheon speaker today, Dr. Mike Roizen, who has done such an incredible job at Cleveland Clinic and now has proven data to show how health and wellness within the organization can have a positive impact, not only for the lives of their employees, but also for their pocketbooks.
So true. Dr. Roizen knocked it out of the park at the keynote lunch. And you're listening to this podcast. We did a podcast with Dr. Roizen as well. Make sure you find that and listen to that too. Thank you, Judy. Daniel, let me get your thoughts so far. What do you think?
Yeah, building on what Judy said, we're really excited that we put out this call to action and folks really responded to it and showed up. And we have record attendance this year, which really goes to not only the how much the message resonates with our audience, but how timely this is for them to bring back to their organizations. And with such great numbers, we're really excited about all the potentials to network and to connect with your colleagues who you don't necessarily get to see on a day-to-day basis in different organizations, to share thoughts and to really have great collisions. And from that, some really wonderful thoughts are coming out.
Right. That networking is so important at these things. And I love it when you see groups of people sitting together, maybe meeting for the first time, exchanging ideas or comparing stories. And I love your call to action, both of you. How can we in the healthcare industry become the voice of health and wellness in our community? I just think that's a great theme and a great message. So thank you for coming up with that. Let me ask you a question as I just came to me. This is such an undertaking. How much time do you put in putting together a great forum like this?
Well, we have a call for speakers, which is actually on the website now. But we also talk to, maybe 40 people to get a sense of what they're dealing with within their organizations and to consultants and vendors as to what they're hearing from provider clients as to their needs and their wants. And we build a draft agenda from that, which we send to an advisory panel, get a sense of what's good, what might be missing, and finally come up with the final agenda, which, by the way, also has input into the people in the organizations that our advisory panel really want to hear from. Who do they think is top in any certain area?
I think that is really cool, as we've learned a lot in the sessions today about talking to your customers, understanding your customers, knowing what they want. You have done that with this conference, saying that you talk with 40 people to kind of take their temperature. Hey, what should we be talking about? What is something that is needed to talk about or is missing? Or what are some of the issues or topics that we should bring to the table here and discuss? So I think that's really cool. So speaking of that, I'm sure you're in planning for next year. I know we're in Las Vegas next year, so you're already way ahead of us. Kind of give us a your thoughts so far of next year's conference.
I think what I'm hearing here is an increased emphasis on communications. How do you communicate with your employees? How do you communicate with the community? How do you communicate with physicians? How do you understand the differences between communicating with, for example, a cancer patient, we had a session on that this year, versus a patient, understanding how to draft communications for diverse populations, which I think we're going to see more and more of a focus mm-hmm. on. So next year, how do you communicate a rebrand of your organization? So I think that is something that we'll see emphasized more in the agenda next year. We're still looking for other ideas. Obviously, we're just starting. It's just begun.
An emphasis on communication. So I think that's really good. And we all deal with that no matter what role we play in our healthcare organization. So I know in this conference we've heard the term micro moments. So Daniel, let me ask you so far, is there a micro moment or a moment that stands out with you so far of the 2019 forum?
I would have to say it's really Dr. Mike's talk this mm-hmm. afternoon
yeah.
and just what you can do with wellness, not just for yourself, but for your organization, and how it can really change everything, and how it isn't easy, but it is worth the challenge.
It's so true. When he was up there talking, it wasn't, I think everybody, I was looking around the room and everybody, I know I was doing this, was just kind of quiet. And I think thinking about their own health and what they maybe haven't been doing, what they should be doing, what their own health means to their own family, how we all should be taking care of ourselves. And he really laid out a roadmap for that. And then also within the healthcare organizations that we work in, so important on keeping those employer or those employees healthy and how that can really affect the bottom line. Just a great message. And it kind of tied in with this year's message as well. So back to micro moments, Judy, I'm going to ask you, is there a moment or something that stands out to you so far this year?
I think the excitement in the attendees at large, there's just an energized feeling. There's an upbeat feeling. There's a positive feeling. There's a feeling of looking towards more opportunities within their organizations for the marketing impact.
And, you know, that's what we're all here for, is we're looking to learn that excitement. And how can we all make an impact when we go back to our healthcare organizations? It's been great to spend 3 days here in Chicago, but what are we going to do when we get back? What are some of those actionable items? And thank you both for bringing together just a great core of speakers and an outstanding array of sessions for all of us to go to and learn from, no matter what type of marketing you do or what you're trying to learn. So thank you both for that. And any final thoughts from you, Daniel? I'm going to start with you and then we'll wrap up with Judy.
I think we just feel so incredibly thankful from the forum staff to have continued support from so many repeat attendees, record attendance, and we take so much pride to try to put together an event that we know you are taking time out of your daily jobs to come to us. We want this to be worth it to you, and we look so forward to seeing you all connect and talk and what comes after.
Well, you're providing great value, and I know that it sounds like you get great satisfaction from providing that value and seeing the interactions and the learning take place. Okay, Judy, we're going to wrap up with you. Give us your final thoughts.
We're looking forward to next year. So we're hoping that people from this year will rally up with the new innovative session ideas for next year. Let us hear about it.
That sounds good, and we'll see you in Vegas. And that's right, send us your comments and your thoughts for next year. They will be heard. And Judy and Daniel, thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you were unable to attend this year's Healthcare Marketing and Physician Strategy Summit, you can access the recordings from the sessions at healthcarestrategy.com/summit/playback. And please join us at next year's conference, April 5th through the 7th, 2020 at the Cosmopolitan of Las Vegas, and access our full podcast library for other topics of interest to you. Thanks for listening.